It's just beginning, this discovery of the fascinating and beautiful universe in which we live. It's as if something deep inside us, unconsciously, or superconsciously, perhaps, pulls us homeward to paradise. When astronomers turn their telescopes to the sky, they see light from stars that has traveled millions of light years to reach their eyes. When they look at the universe, they are seeing a picture of the past. But when we read the Urantia Book's revelation of what lies in store for us deep in those stars, when we turn our gaze upward and inward to the vast universe, we are looking at our future, our home. Someday we will travel freely through these stars, just as we now travel from one earthly city to another. Someday these stars will take on new meaning as we live and learn and grow Godward in their midst. Someday, although it's hard to imagine it now, the vast Milky Way will represent our past, a place we have already traveled through and moved beyond, on our way to paradise. Some of us are already halfway through this short life here on Earth, on this planet, Urantia. Where will we go when we leave here? What is our next stop in this vast universe home, which our Father has lovingly created for His children, for you and I? The Urantia Book tells the story of how we will awaken on one of the planets that Jesus referred to as the Mansion Worlds, in an enormous and beautiful building, constructed specifically for the purpose of awakening mortals from the transition sleep of what we call death. Loved ones who left this planet before us will be there to greet us. Other beings will be there too, celestial beings who will help us acclimate to our new surroundings, assist us in coming to terms with the fact that we have indeed survived death, and that we are truly eternal beings, embarking on the next step of a never-ending adventure with our Heavenly Father. Imagine now what it will be like those first few days on that world orbiting our system's headquarters, walking on the ground of another planet, moving in new bodies that are somehow familiar, even though they are so different from the ones we left behind, looking up at different stars in the night sky, witnessing in person the wonders that we now only speak of in faith. Here is otherworldly beauty, buildings made from enormous monolithic crystals, thousands upon thousands of sparkling lakes, enchanting gardens, and enthralling music surpassing anything we've ever heard before. Think of what it will feel like as we're reunited with those we loved who went on before us, meet all of our relatives who preceded us, and realize that we have joined them on an eternal voyage of discovery.